Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there are words that you hear consistently, and it doesn't matter how many business people I talk to throughout the year, I will hear this word over and over and over again. And the word is micromanaging. Employees will say to CEOs, presidents, and business owners, don't micromanage me. Well, let's look at this. What does that really mean? Why are we micromanaging? You know, as the person running the company, as the boss, you have to look at yourself and you have to say, am I really micromanaging? Did I not explain what needed to be done clearly? Did the person not understand what their job description was? Is this a case of micromanaging, or is this a case of an employee absolutely trying to defend their actions so they don't have to be accountable? Micromanaging is not a good thing to do. You can't really grow your business by micromanaging. But on the other hand, if you let things slide, if you're not calling people's attention to what's not getting done, things will get more and more and more difficult. What will happen is there'll be something that slips today, and then tomorrow will be a bigger slip, and the next day it'll be bigger and bigger and bigger, till pretty soon your business is out of control. So when we talk about micromanaging and you hear that word, stop and think about it. Am I really micromanaging, or am I requesting that things be done in a proper, efficient way? Once we understand what needs to be done, we really have to manage our people. Now, depending on the size company you are, if you're a sole proprietor, you have to manage yourself. If you just have several employees, you have to manage those few employees. If you are a bigger company and you have project managers or supervisors, you need to absolutely manage those people and teach them what you need to do. So as I always say, it's not hard to really think about business. Why are you in business? You are in business to make a profit. Why does someone hire you? They hire you because they have a problem. They're willing to pay you money to solve that problem. You have employees working for you to solve problems, to solve customer problems. If they're not solving those problems, if they're not bringing you value, if the salespeople aren't selling, then you need to just jump right in, find out what's going on, and solve the problem, solve the issue. It's not micromanaging. Think about it. Think about your management style. Think about what's best for you, and decide exactly how you should handle every single situation. And every situation will be different. There will be no two situations that are the same. But do not let people convince you that you should not be managing your company. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.